Welcome to the MUFG Global Markets Podcast. I'm John Cook, and I'm joined today by Takahiro Sakito, Chief Japan Strategist for MUFG. It's Monday, July 20th, 2020. Welcome back, Sakito-san.
Good to be back.
Last week at the July Monetary Policy Board meeting, the Bank of Japan left monetary policy operations unchanged. It also did not introduce any measures to counter the coronavirus crisis. That sounds pretty boring on the face of it, but there are always takeaways, particularly for someone who watches the BOJ as closely as you do. What would you highlight to our listeners?
After defaulting raising the outlook figures at the April meeting, the Bank of Japan, the BOJ, released median figures for the economic and inflation outlooks this month. The BOJ again indicated it will work hard to support corporate cash flow and maintain financial market stability through the coronavirus crisis corporate financial support program, expanded to 110 trillion yen plus at the June meeting, as well as through, firstly, the cash flow support special program, secondly, unlimited JPY and foreign currency fund supply through purchases of JGBs, and thirdly, aggressive purchases of ETFs and JGBs.
You mentioned the economic and inflation outlook quarterly report. Can you tell our listeners a little bit more about that? And how did those numbers compare with your own? Also, on a related note, how did dollar yen, yen rate, and other markets react to all this?
The BOJ released its forecasts for real GDP growth year over year, negative 4.7% in fiscal year 20. Positive 3.3% in fiscal year 21 and positive 1.5% in fiscal year 22. And inflation, again year over year, core inflation, negative 0.5% in fiscal year 20, positive 0.3% in fiscal year 21, and 0.7% in fiscal year 22. The BOJ's median figures were mostly in line with our forecasts. The July outlook report echoed the extremely severe situation phrase of the June policy statement. The BOJ expects Japanese economy to gradually improve from the second half of this year as pent-up demand is realized, also supported by the effects of accommodative monetary conditions and government economic supports. However, the reports noted that the pace of improvement will be only moderate as the effects of the global coronavirus pandemic persist. The BOJ's outlook differs from our own in terms of, firstly, the degree of rebound for pent-up demand, and secondly, the strength of the uncertainty surrounding the coronavirus from second half onward. The BOJ is more optimistic in its assumptions regarding turnarounds and recoveries in its outlooks for both the economy and inflation than our understanding of the Japanese real economy. Just after the July meeting ended, JPY rates declined and JPY weakened slightly in reaction. US dollar JPY basis swaps did not move. We left our JPY rates outlook unchanged since the July meeting decision was as we had expected. The BOJ left its corporate financial support unchanged in July, but Japanese stock market has been strong, even though overseas investors continue to sell. The BOJ has helped to buoy market sentiment during the coronavirus crisis through upward effects of ETF and corporate bond buying, as well as through its corporate financial support. This shows that there is limited room for Japanese stock prices and JPY credit assets to fall.
Okay, so I think our listeners are pretty caught up with last week's BOJ meeting. Let's shift the focus of our conversation to be a little bit more forward-looking. What's next? Let's say for the yen rate market specifically, and what is your view on yen rate, dollar yen, basis swaps, and the yen going forward?
The BOJ's July economic and inflation outlooks were somewhat bullish compared to Tokyo market consensus, and Tokyo market participants may tend to speculate that the BOJ will loosely control the long end of the JPY yield curve. The expectations could build for the BOJ to control the yields with greater flexibility ahead of the 20 years JGB auction on July 21st and the 40 years auction on July 28th. Are JGB selling factors near term. Otherwise, there are a few JGB buying days on the BOJ's calendar in the second half of July. The 5 to 10 years loans on July 22nd and 10 to 25 years loans on July 25th and the 25 year plus loan on July 31st should be viewed as the last line of defense in yield curve control operation by the BOJ. We expect the BOJ to size individual ring bond to allow the yield to steepen. Because of the recent BOJ's JGB buying stance and the MOF's JGB issuances, we think that JPY rates will maintain their upward bias. Fortunately, there has been downward pressure on US Treasury yields recently, and room is limited for JPY yields to rise. Also, in terms of domestic supply and demand, there is deep-rooted demand among Japanese lifers and regional banks. Given US dollar and JPY interest rates and bond supply and demand, we expect the BOJ to control the JPY yield curve with great skill. We expect the JPY yield curve unchanged, marginally steeper. Separately, we think that JPY basis swaps could narrow going forward. This is because the BOJ has a busy schedule of US dollar fund supply days to replace 14 days contracts in the second half of July. With more TDB issuances, collateral demand for US dollar fund supply operations was met with bid in June to early July. And short-term rates, the 3 months TDB rate negative 0.08%, the Tokyo repo rate tomorrow next negative 0.07% remained above the policy rate negative 0.10%. JGB issuances were expanded in July, and the limit to downside for short-term rates was confirmed. Overseas investors can only look for US dollar JPY hold arbitrage trading opportunities given the low level of US short-term rates. We expect surplus funds from around the globe to mix in the narrow arbitrage opportunities of the Tokyo market in late July ahead of the calm trading days of August. Finally, this week to next week, we expect US dollar JPY spot rate to stay calm and settle now 2 yen range of 106 to 108.
That's great analysis, Sekiro-san. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, John.
Thank you for listening to the MUFG Global Markets Podcast. Rate, review, and subscribe on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And reach out to your MUFG sales rep for any further information. Check back soon for more insights from the Global Markets Research Team.